It's outside the box. Just trying to be involved any way I can. Today's topic is a new department. In a previous Outside the Box, I talked about how our government is getting more and more complex, and we need more people, not just one, to oversee its operation, even at the presidential level. At the same time, it's getting harder and harder for most people who live in this country to take on civic responsibilities and participate actively in government or community affairs. Some people are forced to work more and more hours at low-paying jobs to make ends meet. They don't have enough time to be involved, even if they wanted to be on a committee, attend and testify at hearings, or do a cleanup day. Government officials and staff of community organizations don't always welcome or leave room for active involvement from the general public either. The regular Paula and Paul may find it hard to express their civic duty, even when they're eager to do so. So, maybe it's time for a cabinet-level position in federal and state governments called the Department of Public Participation. Its mandate would be to ensure that anyone who wants to be involved in government or to do so-called public service has plenty of opportunities, support, and encouragement. It would seem more like a democracy if all kinds of folks were doing their bit for their community or their country. I think most people want to be involved in community affairs, but it needs to be made easy and welcoming. Some speak about public participation as a political right, akin to the right to free speech or press. Whether the person is a kid, a teen, a student, a millennial, a post-baby boomer, a person with a disability, or an elder, they can all be involved in providing service, implementing reforms, and even creating transformative change. There could be plenty of places for public participation, whether it's in the realm of everyday living or in response to weather disasters, climate disruption, economic crises, or an individual in distress. Denmark uses its folk schools to practice democracy by giving students a chance to do something in their community and learn from it. A Department of Public Participation would be an indication that people's involvement is valued and necessary, an endorsement of democracy in action. It would suggest a faith in people. We all want to serve our fellow human beings and communities. Just give us a way to do that. Of course, if people participate in their community, they want their work to have an impact. Participatory budgeting, where local neighborhoods have a pot of city money that they can spend however they want in their own area, is an example, something I discussed in an earlier Outside the Box. Or simply providing a service to others will make a difference on an individual level. And there should be a special opportunity for those who are most affected by a problem to participate in analyzing it and coming up with a solution that can be implemented. For example, ensuring that low-income people are active in programs to reduce or eliminate poverty. If you think we're ready for a Department of Public Participation in this country, don't wait. Become a public participant and advocate for one. If we had such a department, would you use it? And if so, how? I'm Larry Danziger, ready to sign up with the Department of Public Participation.